To the River is a book written by the English author Olivia Lang. The book was published in 2011, and it is available through two library electronic resources. The ebook is available through Freeding, and the audiobook is available through Hoopla. Generally speaking, this is a work of nonfiction, although Olivia Lang comes close to inventing a genre of her own through the writing of it. It's a very skillful interweaving of biography, autobiography, nature writing, travel writing, and artistic and natural history. The subtitle is A Journey Beneath the Surface. The narrative centers around Lang's decision to walk the length of the Ouse River, a 42-mile journey from its source in Sussex to where it empties into the English Channel in the port of New Haven. As she travels the physical route the river takes, she explores the below-the-surface motivations and explanations for the reasons why her own life has turned out the way it has. She also explores little-known or remembered historical and archaeological events related to the river. Her ostensible reason for this trek is to gain clarity and a restart after a personal crisis upends her life. The choice of this particular river is due to it being the place where Virginia Woolf drowned herself in 1941. That tragic fact draws Lang to this river, but she does not dwell on it. Rather, she takes the premise as a reason to explore the role of water and rivers in Virginia Woolf's work, and goes on to deeply explore Woolf's personal history, her madness, her relationship to her husband Leonard, and how she functioned as a human and artist. An acute aspect of Lang's gift is her ability to transcend the need to define an artist's life from her work. Rather, she manages to reveal elements of Woolf's genius, as well as her personal struggles and joys as part and parcel of the same vivid life, without needing to resort to any tortured artist cliches. The structure of the book is centered on the real-time experience of Lang's long walk. The diversions into natural history and Woolf's life happen tangentially as she makes her way from village to village. She richly describes the idyllic English countryside, the birds and insects, flowers and weeds, grasses and marshes. My mind wandered a bit while listening to the audiobook, and I found myself daydreaming about the wind in the willows. So it came as no surprise that Kenneth Graham becomes another subject who Lang devotes time to exploring in this book. Lang's writing is at once scientific and personal, and she's a wonderful traveling partner. In this time of isolation and quarantine, you couldn't ask for a better companion. She is a wonderful role model in the art of being alone. She displays a dazzling talent for introspection and a gift for letting her own mind guide her from one adventure to the next. You feel her pain as she gets lost on the trail, and you feel her triumph when she finally arrives at her destination and enjoys a deserved sandwich and beer. This book is full of information about a wide variety of interesting people and subjects. I found it to be an escape from my day-to-day life, but I also discovered that it was a valuable motivation for reigniting my own imagination thanks to the spark of curiosity that Olivia Lang lends to her writing. I hope you find the time to enjoy it.